failed to the offering. God works us in mysterious ways, as they say. And He'll get your attention real quick in areas that He thinks you may need a little work. So, back to when after Karen asked me if I would pray over the offering plate, I told her that I would, and once them words came out of my mouth, then I started thinking about what I was going to say. And I thought, well, what does she say when she does it? And nothing was coming to mind. And I said, boy, you got to start paying more attention. And then see, the Lord, He'll work with you now. He sees where you're not doing what you're supposed to be doing. You're thinking about this, you're thinking about that, and not paying attention to what you should do. You think Jesus was ever unprepared? Maybe. Well, He had a pretty good idea of what it was all about, what was going on, and I'd kind of be surprised if He didn't pretty much know all the time what He was going to do and what they were going. Now, He may have gotten some different results than He thought He may get, but He still was well prepared. And so, this morning, when I was thinking about what I was going to say, as you can tell from what I just prayed about there, it wasn't very long. But I'm going to tell you what, I went over and over and over that thing. And you know why I went over and over and over? Not necessarily because I was afraid that I wasn't going to get it right, but just so that it kept reminding me that I was being taught something here, that you should pay more attention to what's being said and things around you, so that you have a better understanding and a learning of what is being taught. Does that sound familiar? It's kind of like school. But it's something that I definitely took to heart this morning, and I hope from a children's sermon today, I hope that you'll take to heart whenever you're out and people are talking about things that you don't do like some of us do, more than we should. Kind of zone out somewhere else and be thinking of something else. But to listen to what's being said, because you never know when the Lord is going to be talking. So right in there. And as we heard testimonies this morning, to miss an opportunity like that would be real bad. Because you never know the blessings you'll get from them. Okay? And thank you for being with us.